This podcast was recorded on the lands of the Boon Wurrung people of the Kulin Nation, the land on which we're lucky enough to raise our sons and daughters. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hello, I'm Ellen Hooper, an executive coach and a reformed employment lawyer and chief people officer. I have two children, a seven-year-old and a four-year-old, and I am so excited to be taking over this Tits and Tricks episode for you because I wanted to talk to you about imposter syndrome. And the reason that I decided with Lou and Loz that we should have this chat is I was really lucky to meet a bunch of Ready or Not listeners at the memo at the Career Nights for the Mums. And oh my gosh, imposter syndrome just came up so much. I currently coach a range of people, so lots of executives and leaders. I seem to do a lot of work with executive women who have young families. I also do a range of career coaching, so I work with people on changing roles. And I've also just read all of your wonderful insights from the Instagram stories that Ready or Not Pod put up about imposter syndrome, and there's some real themes that I want to get into. So let's start with imposter syndrome first. There's an amazing article in the Harvard Business Review that's titled, "We Should Stop Telling Women They Have Imposter Syndrome." And I am firmly of the belief that that is absolutely true. How can something possibly be a syndrome when almost all of one half of the population experience it? And I think the thing that I wanted to tell you about imposter syndrome is that it's not that anything's lacking in you. It's not that you need to be fixed. It's not that it's something that you should just be able to overcome. It's a really appropriate neural pathway that you have developed because the world has not been properly set up for you. So it's actually incredibly logical and reasonable that you might feel like you don't fit in or you don't belong because we have built workplaces for men without families. So let's just start there. In this little time we've got together, I particularly wanted to talk about imposter syndromes for mums. And this seems to really rear its head when you are going out of unpaid work, having looked after your amazing family, and back into paid work. And the big themes that you all told us that you experience are this, a few different things. Being rusty and out of practice, having kind of been out of work for too long, not being able to contribute what you used to, and not being as valuable as you used to be. And I just have to say, like, it actually broke my heart reading all of your responses. Not because they're not all incredibly valid, but it's just, it's really sad that our systems are set up to make us feel this way. So here's the first thing that I really want you to do. I want you to think about all the skills that you have developed in your time as a parent. And we often don't think about that, but my time with a newborn was actually some of the toughest challenges I've ever had in my life. And the skills that I developed were agility, resilience, quick decision making, problem solving, communication. There's a whole heap of skills that we have gotten from spending time with little people. And all of those skills, apart from perhaps being a very efficient nappy changer, are absolutely skills that we use in the workplace. One of the most amazing, I think, experience and humbling experiences of being a parent is the ability to really understand what it means to go through challenging times. And I think that that's one of the most incredible things that makes you an empathetic leader and colleague. So I really would like you to write this second, think about all the skills that you have gained while being at home or spending time with little people, because we want to hold them in good stead when these kind of thoughts come up that we're rusty or the people have progressed or the world has changed faster than us, because we have been out there building really, really important skills. Okay. Here's the next big thing with imposter syndrome. I don't think it's something that you need to overcome or get over or even question very much. Like I said, there's a really logical reason why your brain is starting to tell you a story that the world is hard for you, and that's because it is. So instead of trying to give you lots of hashtag girl power or power poses or other techniques, I actually just want to give you a few brain training techniques so that we can just work around imposter syndrome instead of trying to work through it, trying to understand it too much, or really trying to let it impact our lives any more than it already is. So here's three techniques that I really wanted to share with you. The first technique is a really simple mind one, and it's when you start feeling the feeling of not good enough, or I don't belong here, or I'm not as skilled as I used to be, or I can't contribute in the same way. I want you to say to yourself, my mind is telling me a story. My mind is telling me a story that I'm not good enough. My mind is telling me a story that I can't contribute here. Because we're just reminding ourselves that we are not our thoughts, and our brain is doing what it's meant to do, which is just trying to keep us safe. And we can say, thank you so much, brain, I'm actually safe here. The second thing I would really love for you to do is for you to get really clear about what those thoughts are stopping you from doing. So I spoke to an awesome mum at the career night who said, look, since I've had a baby and gone back to work, I just feel really nervous speaking up in meetings. I didn't used to, and now I do. And instead of like analyzing why we feel like that or trying to feel in a different way, let's just accept that that feeling's there. It's annoying, but it's there. And identify the action that it's stopping us taking. So this was a great example of it stopping me talking up and speaking up in meetings. And let's work out how we can take that action anyway. And here, I think input goals, so just actually doing something, are more important than kind of how good it is or how well we've done it. So just really setting yourself those goals about, I'm going to say one thing in a meeting. I'm going to say one thing in each meeting, because we just know that the best way to overcome feelings of overconfidence is just to do something again and again and again. And then our brain is going to work out that it's safe for us to do it. And then we're going to feel way more confident doing it. So what is your action? What is imposter syndrome stopping you from doing? What's the smallest possible step that you can take to just start practicing that action? And how can you do it in a repeated way? So once again, we're not kind of going to analyze the imposter syndrome. We're not kind of going to be upset for ourselves of not being overconfident. We're just going to practice. We're just going to practice doing the action anyway. And that brings me to my third tip, which is give your imposter syndrome a name. So mine is called Judy. And if it feels right, when Judy comes to talk to her, in your mind, you can just tell her to fuck off. So I'd love you to say that with me. And I'm so sorry for any Judys who are listening. I'm sure you're very lovely. We're just going to say, fuck off, Judy. Maybe that made you feel better. All right. Those were just some little tips in this very small episode. If you want to dive into this topic deeper, I would love for you to head over to ellenhooper.com and you can sign up for either the live or the replay of the 1-hour masterclass we're going to do on saying goodbye to imposter syndrome. It's going to be super practical with heaps of tips like this, some time for Q&A. That's going to be available until September 2024. So if you're joining us from the future, hello. If it's past September 2024 and you really, really, really want to get that bit of extra knowledge, just shoot me a DM. I'm on Instagram at ellen.hooper.consulting, and I can either send you the recording or maybe we can do it again. Thank you so much for having me to the Ready or Not pod. I also host a podcast called I'll Ask My Sister, which is the advice podcast where the cosmic meets the corporate. We talk about how human design and astrology can be mashed together with all the kind of science and research and corporate that I bring. My sister brings all the cosmic. So we have lots of fun over there. If you need an extra podcast to add to your rotation after you have, of course, listened to the excellent Ready or Not podcast.